for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
The Ordinary Epic contains depictions of fantasy violence, including combat, mortal harm, and bodily injury, as well as some cursing and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Ordinary Epic, Season 1, Episode 6, Amends.
Hey, Athena. How was your week?
It was okay, Emo. Thanks for asking.
See any good movies or TV or...
Not really.
That's cool.
Is everyone ready?
Yes, but,
we're really sorry about last week.
Don't worry about that now.
Do you still want this to be our last...
Cell phones silenced?
I left mine at home this time.
How can we change
your... Emo, everyone, that's enough. We're just gonna enjoy tonight, okay?
Okay. All right.
Fine, yeah. Athena.
Everyone ready now?
I guess.
Okay. The next morning... While making preparations to leave from your extended stay at the Tipsy Troglodyte, you learn that the unthinkable has occurred.
Everyone, I have some really bad news.
Oh no, you're a fundamentalist zealot again?
What happened, Benedict?
The Godstaff pieces. They're...
You lost them?
Stolen.
Yeah.
That's not good.
It's a bit worse than not good. I'm afraid it's very, very bad.
How bad?
These pieces were hidden away from each other in the far corners of the world for good reason. The Godstaff's power, when completely assembled, would be much greater than the sum of its individual parts.
More bloody battle, more glory. That not mine.
A completed Godstaff could spell disaster on a scale we cannot fathom and could not possibly stop, Thak. If we can't prevent the pieces from joining together, then... My friends, I fear this could be the end.
Pointy ear, safe friend. Thak worried now.
But only if they fall into the wrong hands, right?
Whose hands do you think have them now?
Right. Right. What are we going to do?
Let's review what we know. Benedict, you told us that story about how the original Godstaff was shattered.
I believe you'll find that I told that story.
Benedict filled in the pointless mythical bits.
I may not have the connection to Godwin that I once did, Kalis, but I still don't appreciate this kind of blasphemy.
Oh!
And they did this because...
Torak the Betrayer shattered it. After a great conflict that nearly destroyed this world, we've seen what just two of the individual pieces can do. Imagine what the entire God staff must be capable of.
Anything.
Yeah, see, that doesn't sound as exciting to me as it does to you.
Sound like very big violence. That all sound fun.
Not violence in the sense you're thinking, Thak.
More like kaboom. We're all dead?
Kaboom. Everyone and everything is dead. All at once.
That less fun.
That's a bit of an oversimplification, but yes, that is one possibility of many. Few of them good.
Did your mentor say anything in that message that could help us?
Well, she does love to speak, but what she says is rarely of use.
Anything at all?
Well, most of what she wrote I already knew. Her specialty, I'll add. And intimated that in the hands of someone who knows what they're doing and doesn't care about the consequences, the individual pieces are almost as powerful and dangerous as the God Staff itself.
That's reassuring.
But they only have two pieces, right? How are two pieces nearly as dangerous as the whole?
Well, the Archon Merwin did not deign to specify.
Then we'll have to speak with her, learn more about what we're up against.
I'm surprised at you, Merrick. This really seems like the sort of thing you'd advocate running from.
Yeah, well, running in this case wouldn't be of much use, would it?
Plus, you promised to help me protect the pieces and keep them out of the wrong hands.
Right, that too. Yes, of course.
Too much talk. Time go. Track buyer. Cut off head. Maybe stab few times first?
There will be time for that, Thak, but first...
Yes, well, unfortunately, the Archon's Tower is a week's journey from here. We'll simply have to seek our privileged information elsewhere.
Did they also steal your talk stone?
No.
Talk stone?
A device that allows for quick communication between one stone and another, even miles away.
Clearly I'm missing something, because we spent 3 days waiting at this dingy tavern for a messenger to arrive, when all this time, Kalis could have just...
No one writes anymore! Someone has to keep these charming traditions alive!
He hates speaking with her.
I really detest it!
For the love of... I'll do it.
No!
I will... I hope you all appreciate this.
Would have appreciated it a lot more 3 days ago.
Why, if it isn't my wayward apprentice returning to me yet again, but only because he needs something. You received my note, I trust?
Yes, Archon.
Oh, lovely. I'm pleasantly surprised that I won't have to repeat myself for once.
I can't hear her. What's she saying?
Only Kalis can.
Ask her if she...
Silence!
I beg your pardon?
Not you, Archon. I'm presently surrounded by babbling idiots.
Well, you have always kept like company. Why have you called, apprentice?
My like company and I had possession of two of the Godstaff pieces.
Had?
Yes.
You mean that you lost them?
They were taken from us.
I was given to understand that your need of my expertise was academic in nature, though as you never were much of a student, I should have surmised that something was amiss.
We had it under control.
Yes, clearly.
Revered Archon, we need to know about the specific dangers that just two of these Godstaff pieces could pose.
You should have come to me the moment you acquired even one of them. In theory, just one Godstaff piece could be used in one of the 13 named forbidden rituals to channel the power of a god. But two?
Archon?
Two of them might be able to summon a god itself. The consequences of which would likely spell the end of most life on this world. Tell me at least that you lost them to someone who knows not their power.
I wish that I could.
Then the end is truly upon us. That is a great pity. I rather liked this world.
There is still a chance. We know at least where they've likely been taken.
Yes. I suppose we must try. I will contact the Circle to see what of this power we can prevent, if anything. Unfortunately for us, however, we are too far away and acting far too late. It falls on you to stop this.
I'll have help.
You'll need it. Farewell, apprentice. I regret that I could not have taught you more, despite your many shortcomings.
I'm quite content with the small amount I was somehow able to glean, Archon, despite your great arrogance. Farewell! Pompous old lich.
Sounds like that went well.
What did she say?
That this is potentially far worse than we thought. A completed god staff isn't our only concern. The individual pieces could also be used in a dark ritual of some kind to...
To cheat the power of a god?
Yes. Or in this case, even summon a god itself. How would you know?
That how pretty boy bring pointy ears back.
Huh? I mean, it wasn't exactly a dark ritual, and I knew better than to use a god staff piece, but... Yeah, I sort of did do that.
You really did that for me?
Of course.
That was reckless! And stupid! And you should not have done it under any circumstances!
Preaching to the choir.
But thank you.
You're welcome, Kalis.
But don't do it again!
At moot point, but noted.
Enough of this talk! We need to move!
Thak say so hours ago!
Hamnet?
Hamnet.
Hamnet?
It's on our way, and we desperately need more information.
You said yourself that we know where the pieces have been taken. Why aren't we heading straight to the Baron's Keep?
Unless we absolutely have to, it's too risky, Benedict.
Don't you think now might be the time to start taking
We'd
a few risks?
We'd be walking in completely blind to an extremely well-guarded keep that we... No, actually, you robbed mere weeks ago. Remember that? And we don't know our adversary even a little. If the Baron is simply collecting these pieces with no intent or ability to use them, then we can bide our time, steal them back when we have the advantage. But to go in now? It would be suicide.
But they already have the pieces.
The buyer seems to enjoy torturing the people of this world too much to desire its end. I doubt he's our concern. The Baron, however...
His buyer is a highly trained assassin who seems to do more wanton killing than actual purchasing. Smart Coins says that the Baron is, at the very least, not a nice person. But we still need to speak with someone who really knows the man before we go charging in.
You can't possibly mean...
Little man in little wooden home. Sound like that get violence after all.
After a day's hurried journey back to a town you planned never to see again, you are quite surprised to be granted an immediate audience with Hamnet's mayor, who, by all appearances, does not appear pleased to see Hamnet's heroes again. So you've returned to the scene of the crime, so to speak?
Mayor, I'm not sure what you're...
These orcs, Merrick!
Choose words careful, little man.
Oh, no. Not this again. I'm not some kind of human supremacist, Thark.
Thak.
But I do call it like I see it. They don't do anything, far as I can tell. Just lounge about all day, barking at one another, scaring the kids. And worse, now they're self-righteous.
Almost like Orc think they have right to be here?
Yes, precisely. That's not even the worst of it. Those ruins... There was barely anything in there at all.
Oh, no!
You're quite certain, Mayor?
Yes, I am quite certain. I assume that's why you're here, to collect your share. Hate to tell you all, but all we have for our troubles are some pottery shards, old cutlery, and a dozen plus pissed off orcs. I hired you lot to clear them out, and instead, when you make a plan, you don't expect that it'll turn out exactly like you want. Of course not, but when things turn out... So completely the opposite of how you plan them time and time again. Well, it's very disappointing. Very.
Not disappointing for all.
And just what do you...
Mayor, if you'll allow me, I may have a solution. Well, a partial solution.
I'm listening.
I have something of an eye for hidden things. If there's anything you missed down there... I'll be certain to see it.
Merrick, what are you possibly going to find
out? Who knows? What might appear when you look again with fresh eyes?
It might be worth a try if you can get past them.
They not be problem. Thak ask nicely.
Uh-huh. And what will this cost me?
Almost nothing at all. We're seeking audience with the Baron about another matter. And anything personal, anything at all, that you could tell us about him would greatly help us.
Oh, well, he's a dark cultist bent on the resurrection of Torak the Betrayer.
What?
Sure, we all are.
Excuse me?
Oh, calm down. It's really more like a social club. Once a month, we'll have a wine tasting, sing the banished lord's praises, sacrifice some critter, grouse about the misses. Harmless fun. If you actually wanted to pull off the resurrection, you'd need several parts of the god staff of many pieces. At least two, and it's not like any of us have those lying around.
Godwin's balls.
Hi everyone, Jordan here with a podcast recommendation. If you're into the ordinary epic, you're going to absolutely love In Between. The show follows a scrappy band of unlikely adventurers from quest to quest in episodes chock full of monsters, magic, fighting, and friendship. It's such a sweet, funny, and beautifully sincere show. I can't recommend it enough. Here's the trailer.
You get all sorts of folks at the Goblin's Head. It's adventurers, usually, off seeking fame or money or honor, what have you. Finding a party, joining a quest. You know the story, I'm sure.
Miss, please put away your axe and, sir, your sword. There's no reason to fight.
Sir, or madam.
Oh, neither. Call me Friar, my son. What's your name, young mage?
Meltir, member of the Circle of the Greenish Fire.
Greenish?
More sort of aquamarine?
Well, I'm Fina Butterbuns of the Hiltshire Butterbuns, halfling bard extraordinaire. And this is my friend and associate, Betty.
Sup?
And you, Paladont, what's your moniker?
Sterling White Tower.
Not Lord Sterling White Tower.
Oh, this is delicious.
Thrown together by circumstance, united by friendship, they're off on their quest. And yet they keep coming back to my inn, for some reason.
Hey, Top Gun, you don't want to push your luck with Betty. She'll kill you.
What's a gun?
Gods, do something, someone! Stake him!
This is why we don't split the party and leave the bard to protect the old person.
Sweet Palor, have you been lying about who you are your entire life?
We're all going to die. Sterling, don't you see that?
I don't know how you roll so high.
Roll? In Between, a fantasy adventure audio drama, now available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get podcasts. We'll see you at the inn.
They've just started releasing season 2, so now is the perfect time to start listening. We hope you'll check it out. And now, back to the ordinary epic.
I would like to state yet again that I think this is a terrible plan.
Your objections are noted, yet again. Thak was right. This is the best plan, Kalis. Maybe the only plan.
That's what worries me.
It'll work. And if it doesn't, it won't matter anyway. Benedict and I are in place.
I'm ready.
Thak, are you prepared?
Lady Aurelia, very ready, pointy ears. Lord Norton.
Oh, terrible plan.
We're moving. Go!
What is the meaning of... you? Kalis?
I expect you'll have some questions of us, good Sam. Apologies. How did you address me?
Thought your name Lord Norton? Northam? Kalis Skyrie of the High Elves, isn't it?
Oh...
It's one thing to boldly walk back into the Baron's estate after having just weeks ago masterminded a robbery here, but quite another to tangle an innocent maiden into your sinister scheme.
Innocent maiden, not think beautiful man, remember I...
Forget. I've thought of little else.
Benedict? Kalis' invisibility spell doesn't mute sound. You have to walk quietly, too.
How do I walk?
Roll your feet. Also, whispering helps? How in the seven hells did you steal that second piece without getting caught?
Well, the guards were after you.
You pressed an advantage.
I got lucky.
That alcove, go.
They're heading where?
The dungeon laboratory. Kythron left explicit instructions that he and the Baron were not to be disturbed under any circumstances.
I will never understand why the Baron tolerates that man.
Maybe they're two horns of the same demon.
Feeling especially treasonous today, Thea?
No more than usual. But it is strange, isn't it?
We are speaking of Kythorn. What might you consider normal?
That's fair.
You see, Benedict? Luck is where preparation meets skill.
But suppose there's an emergency. What then?
Oh, I have the master key.
Merrick?
Where's the key? Did you drop it?
Hells, move, now!
Look around, it can't have gone far!
Kalis? The ritual has already started. They're in a dungeon laboratory. We have to move quickly.
Noted. We're a bit preoccupied at the moment, but we'll do our best.
Well, what have you to say for yourself, Lord Norton?
Apologies, good sir. My mind was elsewhere.
Now do I have your full attention?
Beautiful man, not need kill. Terrible pointy ears with, well, oiled longsword.
You notice.
Lots of killin' rust sword, unless oil each night.
My lady. I must question this man for your sake and mine.
Oh, you really don't. I'll happily tell you.
Silence! Now speak. You're the elven sage. Mage.
Oh, whichever.
Then is the silver tongue also here, Merrick?
This really not needful. Maybe beautiful man and I go to other room and...
M'lady, please. Your dignity. Where's the other one?
What dignity?
What's dignity? Just a moment, lady.
Maybe show eyes dignity to beautiful man in other...
Where's the troll?
Troll?
Merrick. The half-breed who twice stole a prized possession of the Barons. He travels with an elf, you, and a troll berserker. Where is the troll?
Half-orc.
M'lady?
Thak half-orc. Thak mother Thako, chief of clan. Thak father human, like you.
Well, that's disgusting. And how do you know so much about-
They very much in love until she killed by bunch of humans who thought she monster. Father take his own life. Thak not troll, Thak half-orc.
You're... it.
Exilium Magicum!
Hello, beautiful man.
Oh, God!
Nope, just I.
I can't believe I fell for this base trickery! I trusted you. I let down my guard and... Well...
The illusion wasn't that powerful. You saw what you wished to see. If you loved this woman in one shape but not in another, then it wasn't love. Personally, I prefer her like this, as she truly is.
What? Are you saying you're in love with this... this...
Love? What? No! No, 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 no. No! No! Anyway, we really do have to go.
No, Kalis. Thak, you're not going anywhere. Not if I have anything to say about...
Thak, think beautiful man say enough.
Kalis, we're almost in.
Thak? Let's go.
We're coming, but not quietly.
Ready?
Nope.
Merrick? Benedict? I learned from our last encounter to take precautions against magic. I can, of course, see the priest.
I'm not a priest anymore.
Then you come here as what? A concerned citizen?
Something like that.
That's a really nice ring, Kythorn. Is it new?
It's a pity the Godstaff pieces are otherwise occupied. It would be fitting to have this end with a lash of flame and your obedience. Or perhaps obedience and then the fire would be more interesting.
Kythorn, the Baron's ritual? Unless we stop it now, it's going to destroy everyone and everything. We have to get
not
past right
now. Not necessarily everyone, and not necessarily immediately.
That's an odd distinction.
And not a kind one.
Kind? This world is not a kind place. I'm surprised that even you haven't learned that yet. Kind is weak. Kind is taken for granted, stepped on, kicked around for laughs. Kind is a liability. If you wish to survive, never mind thrive, you must be more cruel, more merciless than the next person, or you will die. Often terribly. I've seen it. Hells, I've done it.
Sometimes, maybe. But it matters how you die, and for what.
Indeed, wayward priest. Should I die today, it will be in direct service of a god. Don't you think I'll be rewarded for that?
This particular god is Torak the Betrayer. I'm thinking probably not.
Perhaps you're right. Perhaps you're not. It doesn't much matter either way. I've seen enough of this world. I'm ready for something new.
Yeah? I'm not. Until a few months ago, I barely knew anything about this world. Even now, I've only just started to get to know it, and yeah, sometimes it is ugly. You're right. It's not always kind. But I think it could be. I was looking forward to seeing more of it.
Oh, hells. That is a terrible looking ritual.
What we miss?
You two take the long way?
Well, Thak wanted violence. So?
Thak not need that much violence. Thak okay with maybe half that.
This is all very cute, but it's time now for the four of you to leave.
Not a chance.
Benedict, how do we disrupt the ritual?
Somewhere in there are the Godstaff pieces. If we can get them out of the ritual circle, the whole thing should collapse in on itself. But we may not survive that.
And first we have to get through him.
Beric, you're a man or half-man of sense. Where's the prophet in this?
Gods, I wish I knew.
You know you can't stop this.
Thak never lose battle, mouthy man.
The elf has. You wear your death surprisingly well. And speaking of...
Well, it's not a look I particularly care for.
I have a gift. The four of you seem to enjoy rare magical trinkets. Here, how about this one? Not many of these left in the world.
A bead of fiery force.
Kaboom?
Big kaboom.
Yes, I'm quite proud of it myself. Shall I describe to you what it feels like to be burned alive? Or would you prefer to experience it for yourselves?
Ego vocabulary.
Kaelis, he's wearing an...
Excuse me? Rude.
Anti-magic ring. Your spells won't hurt him while he's wearing it.
Well, conveniently, that was my last one.
Then we do this fun way.
Back!
I'll kill you!
Unlikely.
Merrick, no!
As I was saying, I throw this little trinket. You all burn. Wimp away while you still can.
We're not going anywhere.
God, listen to the good brother!
Suit yourselves.
Everyone, to me! Hey, Kythorn!
What?
Got your ring?
Merrick! Thak! Kaelis! Gods, your legs.
Did we stop the ritual?
No, the explosion didn't... Don't try to speak.
Then go.
You'll all die if I don't get
Leave the potions and go.
Benedict?
Merrick, are you...
Take the ring. For luck.
What about Thak?
Only blood, pretty boy.
But you...
No!
Wounded, near death, Benedict fits the buyer's anti-magic ring on his hand and staggers toward the violently churning ritual. With great effort, Benedict forces his way into the circle, the ritual's dark purple oscillations and bright flashes at first failing to penetrate the ring's anti-magic field, but not for long. As the dread magic of the ritual closes in on you, your breath grows shorter, more difficult. You feel your vision narrowing, the light growing dim. It won't be long now. Then, in the center, you see the Baron. These dark magics already starting to twist him into something not of this world. And a stone altar with the two Godstaff pieces propped upon it. Benedict, why do you bother? You're forsaken by your god.
Guardian of man.
The same hell I am bound for
you may return to this world
also awaits you.
Come to us,
destroy the
fox. Maybe a worse one. There's no reward for this.
But there is a reward.
Yeah?
What? It's knowing that you did the right thing. Destroy the
pretty boy!
He did it.
And that's that? You really should have run.
Yeah, maybe. One thing's for certain, we're never getting paid for this.
Well, the Archon will be pleased. That's something, I suppose.
To the Dauntless Dungeoneers.
Dauntless!
Dauntless Dungeoneers.
We never got rich, but we did all right.
You awaken in a bright hall of perfect peace. Your pain is gone. And before you?
Brother Benedict.
Great Father.
Welcome home, my child.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll admit, that was some exceptionally strong game mastering. Well done.
Dom's right for once. That was great, Athena.
You're welcome. All of you.
This was a lot of fun.
It was.
The Ordinary Epic was created by Brandon M. Kroos and brought to life by executive producer Jordan Stillman, technical producer Brad Smith, composer and music editor Bradley Jordan, graphic designer Haley Thurrett, and visual designer Sang-Jun Lee. Original theme by Tiven Weinstock, with audio by Matthew Lightbound. Season 1, Episode 6, Amends, was directed by Stephanie LeBolt and features the voice talents of Rachel Bellman as Emo and Thack, Caitlin Gerdrum as Athena, Archon Merwin, the Mayor, Chief Guard, Male Guard, Female Guard, The Buyer, The Baron, and Father Orin, Brandon Green as Marcus and Benedict, Michael Hisamoto as Daniel and Merrick, and Elliot Purcell as Dominic and Kalis. Extra special thanks to production assistants Neil Johnson, Liz Schultz, and Matt Kramer. Check out theordinaryepic.com for bonus content, original artwork, and join our listener community. Season 1 of The Ordinary Epic is made possible in part by a grant from Neil Marsh of Eternity Cove Productions. The Ordinary Epic is copyright 2019, Close to Home Productions, LLC. Thank you all so much for joining us for the journey this season. Thank you for listening, for tweeting at us, and just generally being amazing. Your support truly means the world to us. I also want to take this opportunity to thank our absolutely outstanding patrons on Patreon. Thank you to Amy BZ, Andrew Hewen, Ben Maloney, Biconic Ace, Callie Nelson, Chelsea Wilson, Daniel Gore, Deborah Borsick, Ella Watts, Graham P. Norton, John Tanzer, Olivia Lee, Ross Wagenhofer, and Tyan Jeans for their generous contributions to The Ordinary Epic. We're also thrilled to announce that we now have a store. Visit theordinaryepic.com/shop. That's S-H-O-P-P-E, like in the olden times, to purchase the original soundtrack or high-definition ad-free versions of Season 1. We're going to be adding more merch over time, so be sure to join our mailing list so you can make informed purchasing decisions with all your gold pieces. Brandon and I are extremely excited about the prospect of a second season, but we need your help to do it. We're brimming with ideas for future episodes, and the more support we receive, like joining our Patreon or buying something from our store, the more a second season becomes possible. We'll be back in touch soon, but until then, always remember, there is a reward. It's knowing that you did the right thing. Thank you so much for listening. The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I got this really strange email last night.
I need to see what's going on with this mystery file.
Hey, it's a map of a town called Ocean Bay.
Someone sent these images to you for a reason.
I'm so lost right now.
When was the last time you chose a direction and followed it?
I'm going to Ocean Bay.
We don't get many tourists this time of year.
Ocean Bay is a friendly town, but we're not that friendly.
I never sent you an email. I don't even know you.
And why exactly are you here?
The map is the reason we're here.
Maps help when you're lost.
Do you know what a trap street is?
Trap streets aren't real. They don't exist.
Don't trust anyone unless they give you a reason to trust them.
I think he's dead.
How could so much damage happen to a human body in such a short period of time?
What the hell is going on here?
From the creators of Strange Air, this is Trap Street.
So maps can have secrets.
Yes, maps can have secrets.